She answered the advertisement on a whim. After all, what did she have to lose? She had been struggling as an actress for a year now, and her savings had dwindled to almost nothing. She had tried odd jobs since she had left film school, but nothing had stuck, mostly because she would miss shifts with no notice in order to run to some audition her agent would schedule, an audition that would, of course, result only in another rejection. Of course, she now had no agent because agents required money to keep working for their clients, and she also had no film school because school required you to pay tuition. Her mom and dad had offered to help, but they were on a fixed income and she wasn't about to spoil their retirement. Her sisters, all three with successful jobs or marriages, looked at her dream of being an actress as wasteful and selfish. As Trish put it, "Mom and Dad shouldn't have to pay for your mistakes." Ah, jealousy, keeping it real since the advent of humankind on the planet. So Irene had looked through the want ads, hoping to find something that wouldn't be too out of her reach as an actress. In other words, she didn't necessarily want to flip burgers if she could find something else. Then she had seen the small ad listed under miscellaneous and felt that it must have been sent from heaven. It was a paid acting job in a student film at the local college, the very same college she had been attending not too long ago. If she had any luck at all, it would be somebody she knew and they would hire her for friendship's sake. The auditions were open, no appointment necessary. She had considered getting new headshots and then laughed at herself. This was a college production, not Hollywood knocking on her door. She decided to skip the expense and save it for a new outfit that would help her look her best for the audition. Plus, she really liked to shop. She grabbed her purse and headed out the door. It was the day of the audition, and she was almost late because her alarm decided to go on the blink. Her entire plan to wow them with her cool, glamorous femininity was thrown to the wind as she rushed through her shower and makeup routine and got dressed with one foot out the door before both shoes were on her feet. She got to campus and made her way to the classroom listed as the audition room. It was easy enough to find, since she had had classes there as well. When she walked in, she was happy to note that the competition seemed small. There were only about 10 other girls sitting in the room, and none of them had the feel of a professional about her. Even better, none of them looked as good as she did in her new outfit, a cute little dress that barely covered her ass. She figured if she didn't know these guys, then she could wow them with her long, shapely legs. Sharon Stone came to mind as she considered the possibility. She took a seat, and the girl next to her wanted to chat her up. She started talking about boys and how much of a hassle they could be, and then somehow, while Irene was looking around the room and ignoring the white noise, the girl jumped to poodles and how cute her little poopsie was back home in New Jersey. Irene was thankful when the girl got called back for her reading. Irene noticed that the auditions were going by very quickly. The girls were lasting less than 10 minutes before they came storming out, obviously upset. Irene crossed her fingers. It seemed clear that the part was hers for the taking. Finally, she was called back, not by name, of course, since she hadn't seen anybody involved with the production except for the thin geek calling the girls to the audition, but "next" was fine by her. She gathered her portfolio filled with descriptions of the roles she had largely played on campus and followed the thin dude into the other classroom. When she walked into the room, she was met by a very cute guy that took her folio and guided her to a seat. He sat in one beside her and looked over her paper for only a minute before tossing it to the side. "Well, Irene, my name is Tony, and the guy behind the camera is Will. My partner will be here soon. He just had to pick up some things. Now, it looks like you're the one we're looking for. The others were all just too plain, but you, you're beautiful." Irene blushed, and he smiled. "Anyway, we'd like to get a camera test right away."
Okay.
She settled herself into the chair, trying to arrange her legs attractively, a la Sharon Stone. She looked over at the guy manning the camera and gave him a brilliant smile.